Rav says that if water was heated on Friday, it can be used on Shabbos to wash one's entire body, but as long as it's one limb at a time. Shmuel says, no, you're only allowed to use such water to wash face, hands, and feet. Abraisa says that water that was heated on Friday is only allowed to be used to wash someone's face, hands, and feet, not his entire body. This is Shver and Rav. Rav would say it means you can't wash your entire body at one time, but rather you must wash your entire body one limb at a time, like when you wash your face, hands, and feet. The Braisa clearly says like Shmuel, because the Braisa clearly says that you're only allowed to use water that was heated on Friday to wash your face, hands, and feet, and cannot use it to wash your entire body, even Aver Aver. Rabbah had a version of Rav where Rav said that water that was heated on Friday is allowed to be used to wash your entire body as long as you leave out one limb. Rav Yosef asked Abaye whether Rabbah followed Rav, Rav's halacha. Did he pass like him? Abaye said he didn't know. Gemar explains, even though Rav was tuyufta, we shlugged up Rav, but still maybe Rabbah didn't know about those brises that shlugged him up. And also, even though Abaye said that Rabbah always followed Rav, it could be that he only followed the chumras of Rav, but this is a kula of Rav, so maybe he did not follow. That's why Abaye didn't know. Bryce says if the heating vents of a bathhouse were closed before Shabbos, you know it wasn't heated on Shabbos, you can use that bathhouse immediately Matzah Shabbos. If the heating vents were closed on Erev Yom Tov, or even Erev Shabbos, you're allowed to enter the bathhouse on the Yom Tov and use it as a schwitz. And then you can go to the outer room and shower over there, because we don't want anyone to think that you took a full bath inside the main room. We hear this said once happened in Bnei Brak, that Rabbi Lozner and Zayin, Rabbi Akiva went and took a shvitz in a bathhouse because they knew that it wasn't heated on Yom Tov, it was heated only Erev Yom Tov, because they knew based on how the boards were covered, the vents. They then showered in the outer room. Bryce continued, when the Oivrei Avera started becoming more common, then they started saying that you can't even take a shvitz on Shabbos and Yom Tov. But in the big bathhouses of the large cities, you can walk through them and it's not a problem. What does it mean, the Oivrei Avera? The Gemara explains that Shimon ben Pazi, in the name of Shimon Levi, in the name of Kapara, says, initially they allowed bathing with hot water that was heated on Fridays, but then people started heating water on Shabbos and saying it was heated on Fridays, so they said no more hot water, but they allowed schwitzes. But then people would still take baths and say that they just took a schwitz. So they said, okay, no more schwitzes. But they allowed still the Chamei Tveria. People then were taking regular baths and saying that it was that they did it in the Chamei Tveria. So they said even Chamei Tveria also. And they said only cold water is mutter. When they saw that it's difficult for people to live like that, they then went ahead and allowed Chamei Tveria again. Rabbi says, you see from over here that someone is over on the Rabbanon, you're allowed to call a sinner, because over here the Braisa calls them Oivrei Avera. Gemara explains the bathhouses of the large cities were very, very large, and therefore walking through them you wouldn't even really get a schwitz, and that's why it was mutter. Bryce says you can warm up by a fire on Shabbos and then go ahead and take a cold shower, but you can't first take a cold shower and then warm up the fire, because you're going to warm up the water that you just showered with. Bryce says you can warm up a towel and put it on your stomach to help for a stomach ache on Shabbos, but you can't put a hot water bottle on your stomach to prepare for a stomach ache, because the hot water bottle may spill and you'll be overwashing with hot water. The Braisa says that even doing so during the week with a hot water bottle is also because it's a sakana, that it can burn the person if it spills. Gemara brings in a Braisa, the Tanakhama says you're allowed to take a pitcher of water and put it next to a fire just to remove the chill, but not to heat it. Yehuda says you're even allowed to take a bottle of oil and put it near a fire to warm it, but again, not to heat it. Shimon Gamliel says a woman could even take oil, smear it on her hands, and put her hands near the fire to warm it, and then use that warm oil to smear on her child. What does the Tanakhama hold regarding oils? The Gemara brings machlokes. Rabbi Nevi Yosef says the Tanakhama even allows oil to be heated. Rav Nachmittig says the Tanakhama would not allow oil to be put in front of the fire at all, even just to have their chill removed. Rabbi Nevi Yosef explained that Tanakhama holds that oil is not subject to cooking, and therefore it could even be heated, whereas Rabbi Yehuda holds that oil is subject to cooking, but cooking is only overcooking when you actually heat it, not just warm it. That's why he allows warming. Rav Shimon Gamliel says that oil is subject to cooking, and cooking is even done even just by warming it, and that's if it's done in the normal manner. That's why you can't do it. You have to do it in a different way, not in the normal way of heating. Nachman Yitzchak says the Tanakhama holds that oil is subject to cooking, and even warming it a little bit is already called cooking. That's why it can't even be warmed. Rabbi Yehuda says, yes, oil is subject to cooking, but cooking is only done when it's fully heated. Therefore, warming is not a problem. Rabbi Shimon Gamliel says that oil is subject to cooking, and cooking is even done just by warming it. Although the Tanakhama and Rabbi Shimon Gamliel, they seem to be saying the same thing, but they argue whether or not warming it up in a different way, not the normal way, like when it's already smeared on the woman's hands, is that allowed or not? That's the machlokes between those two. Rabbi Yehuda, named Shmuel, says it's also to heat water or to oil to the point of yatzei lettuce boy. Less than yatzei lettuce boy is not a problem. And Rachva explains what's yatzei lettuce boy. It's when it's hot enough to burn the stomach of a baby. Rabbi Yitzchak Bar Adimi followed Rabbi into a bathhouse on Shabbos, and he wanted to put a bottle of oil into the bath water to warm the oil. Rabbi told him put water into a klisheni and then put the bottle of oil into that klisheni. We learn three things from here. We learn, number one, oil is subject to cooking. Number two, we learn a cliche and he doesn't actually cook. And number three, we see that warming oil is also considered to be cooking it. That's what had to be done in a cliche. Even when you're just warming it, you're not actually cooking it. How can it be that Rebbe was discussing Torah in a bathhouse? You're not allowed to. The Gemara explains that when you're preventing someone from being over an Isser, you are allowed to talk Torah even in a bathhouse. Like we find Rav Meir did the same thing as well. Rav Zeira saw Rav Avoh floating in a bathtub on Shabbos, and he didn't know whether Rav Avoh actually took his feet off the ground and fully floated or not. Even though Abraisa says that you're not allowed to fully float in a pool on Shabbos, that could be where the pool has no rim around it, or so it's more like a lake or other body of water where normally when you walk out, you move the earth with your feet and you dig, and that's why it's a problem, that's why it's usur. Rav Avoh could be was floating in a pool with a rim, and that's why there was no reason to be geysers. That's why Rav Zeira wasn't sure whether or not Rav Avoh was actually floating there or not.